Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's jump in here. Joe Gao, former lacrosse chancellor, was fired over his involvement with porn. That he and the missus discussed sexual issues in their sexy, healthy cooking YouTube videos. Adam, you and Jen thinking about this at all?
I might already have one up there.
Never you can might, tell. Excuse me? Never can tell.
Excuse me?
The Zucchini Hour with Adam and Jen.
Oh, for the love of God.
Exactly. So many jokes. Text away with various food jokes. Go ahead. What happened to CCO? They created and started an online pornographic videos, published two e-books under pseudonyms about how porn enriches their relationship. Now, I know the easy answer, Susan Kay, and then you next, Adam, is you can't. This is higher learning. We have principles. We have morals. If the guy or the gal is doing a good job, doing a very good job, and it's having no effect as the chancellor, why should he lose his job?
Because he's a perv, and he's working with kids, and you don't know
if it's a perv. Why is he automatically a perv? I mean, sexy, healthy cooking sounds pretty good.
I don't know. I don't like it. It feels creepy. And I mean, I wonder, does the university have a morality clause that says if you do X, Y, and Z, you can't be working here, Mr. Gao?
The lawsuit that he filed, Carter, says the videos and books that he and the wife produced were not obscene or illegal. He distributed them outside the workplace, produced them while on vacation and personal time, and personally covered production costs. I don't know why any of that has anything to do with it, by the way.
He doesn't want to spend university dollars making porn.
Yeah, I guess. Who is our former president who took the other job? And I'm only going to do it while I'm on lunch, you know? Carter, do you fire in this chancellor, yes or no?
I am not. I think I've stood up for this guy before. I think that you are a chancellor. If you do a good job as chancellor, what you do in your private time is your business.
Although we have said, Adam, many times, if you tweet out something or you put something on Facebook that is offensive, it's not private, and we think businesses are in their right to make a decision on what you do in your personal life, correct?
Correct.
Harrigan, you firing this
porn,
person,
though.
Yes or no?
This is porn, and I'll side with that. I'll side with porn every time.
Put it down on the Twitter. He sides with porn, okay? Harrigan, you firing this person?
I am probably firing him at the very least. I'm giving him a new title. Chancellor, that's too royal. That's too high for somebody that dabbles in such filth, such tawdry cooking.
It's gross.
Have you seen the video?
Percentage?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, how can you make that judgment?
Exactly.
I'm just saying it's. I want to just throw. Okay, I'm going to pretend to be. I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to play my feminist card because I'm a woman, and I think in general.
Thank you for that updated information.
In general, pornography can be seen as, I'm just going to say it, like violence against women or aggression against women. Maybe, I know, they're getting paid, but you don't know. Sometimes there's corruption sometimes women are forced.
Taken advantage of.
Taken advantage of, forced into the position. I just think it's dicey. I don't think we should, particularly in this new world that we live in, where if you're not a white man, you're done, Francis.
Whoa. Susie D.E.I. Jones with the news. Okay, you're right that plenty of porn, individuals have been abused, need the money, harassed, they're treated despicably. This is a husband and wife. And there's no allegations, Adam, that she was forced into this, that she hated it, that she wanted to get out of the marriage and she had no choice. Two consenting adults who decided when they were going to work over this, the zucchini, they wanted to be naked.
And don't we... certainly if he's a high school teacher or an elementary school teacher, we
Correct.
Think very differently about this. But college students are young adults. And if the school decides it's too much heat for us, we gotta let you go. I get that. But I also believe that an adult in this type of situation, what he or she does on their own time is their own business.
It's, Susie, don't you think a lot of this is the PR side of it? That if they found out and it did not become a public story, I don't think they'd do anything about it. How about that theory?
You mean if it's not discovered and they're able to keep it under wraps and just do it on the side with no one bringing it to the attention?
If his bosses find out... And they feel like nobody else knows about it.
Mm.
Then I don't think they're doing anything. But when it comes to talker, when it's discussed on the campus, when there's some reporting on it, they feel from those folks who view themselves as more the morality police, they need to stand up to them because they're going to protest more. You're not going to have a lot of protesters saying, bring the folks back, the sexy, healthy cooking folks, bring them back.
I find it all just another plot in this world that has turned into a circus. Another story that I'm not addressing it directly because I feel like it's nutty.
Percentage of people who have cooked naked in America. Adam Carter, what's your guess? Percentage, sexy, healthy cooking. That's naked, right? No, don't you? I mean, I haven't watched the videos. Maybe you can on your ride up to debauchery that you're going to be a part of the next few days. Percentage of Americans, 0 to 100, which is
0.5%.
Get your texters. Have you ever cooked naked?
What constitutes cooking? Just making a ham sandwich, or do you got to get the pans and the oils out?
Mm-mm.
Why do you got to say oils?
Because I had to.
God.
Dangerous. Percentage of people... who have cooked, and yes or no, texters, 651-461-9226. Have you dialed up the ham and cheese buck naked? and who is Buck and why is he naked? Dave, percentage of people, in your estimation, who've cooked up something while they're naked.
If we're talking just making a Sammy, if that counts... 50%.
Yeah. I mean, what
50%?
About me?
Yes.
Dude, so you sleep in the nude, maybe, in honor of Dark Star.
That's where I was
starving, and you get up in the kitchen, and you're by yourself, and you're in there, and you're like, I'm starving.
I put a pair of shorts on.
You would?
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't go out there with...
I don't want...
Nobody gets to see the ding dong?
Let's say...
I'm afraid of what happens when he opens the fridge.
Ding dong. Ding dong has been called out now on CCL Radio. Okay, let's say, Cardi, you're back in your solo days.
Yeah.
You're in an apartment.
Right.
And you're going to make Kraft macaroni and cheese. Still a staple.
For sure.
Still solid.
You got boiling water involved. You don't want...
You don't want to get too close.
I mean... What
scalding.
Kind of, does the boiling water attack you? I mean, like,
well, he could
what
get pans?
You've got splatter.
Yeah, for the flame. How about you, Chadwick? Okay. Have you cooked up any dishes?
He eats naked. He talks about it. It's disgusting.
You eat naked?
Yeah, so, well, when I can't sleep, like last night, didn't sleep great. Did I go have a sea salt caramel delectable treat? Yeah. Does that count? That doesn't count, though, does it? If I'm just nibbling on stuff? Versus,
no, that doesn't count.
I don't think that counts versus I'm making some lasagna.
So you're very comfortable being naked, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not. I like shorts or even a t-shirt.
It's not like I'm saying I'm walking around, you know, like the neighborhood. Hey, everybody. But if I'm home, you know, sometimes with people there, sometimes solo.
You don't walk around naked if people are in the house.
If it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm going to get a treat, damn right I am.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like Fred the neighbor sleeping over. Okay, if you sleep naked, Harrigan, you chime in. Do you think most people put on some pajama bottoms before they go downstairs and pick up food if they're alone and they sleep naked?
No, I don't think they do.
Susie. Honestly, do you want to be back in the 1920s, you know, with
house coat all the way up to the neck?
My moo-moo. Remember when Dark Star asked Madeleine Albright if she slept in the nude? I know Judge Page.
I don't know.
He used to ask that of everybody, Chad.
Madeleine Albright?
Somebody he had a big guest on when he was doing 9 to noon, and it was like a big State Department person. It was a woman, and he asked that. It was just...
God, please. Lindsay Peterson.
He could tell us.
Who keeps all of the records. If Dark asks Madeleine Albright, hey, Madeline, Maddie. Hey, Maddie. One last thing. Thanks a lot for Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan. How about this? You sleeping naked?
Yes, Judge Page that.
Yeah? Mm. What did Alan say?
I think Alan was a bit taken aback. Maybe like he said something like, I'm not going to answer that.
Can't blame him.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Hey, thanks for the juice, buddy. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Love you.
Drinking him up. He's going to sit home.
He's 50 on Friday. I'm not going to see him, so I'm giving a little a little booze.
5-0. How do you feel about being 50, Adam? He's sucking his gum. He's choking
on. Chewing on some gum here.
He was doing a bubble.
I almost didn't make it to 50. I feel fine about it. It's all good.
Yeah. Good.
All good. All right, let's pause. We're late. Thanks, everybody. Text away. What do you think about the professor and the wife? Done. Now they're suing. What do you think about people cooking naked? What's your percentage? And do you cook naked? 651-461-9226. What do we got today, Dave, for the music theme with Arena Sargentopoulos just minutes away?
We've got a lot of good stuff today, and by good stuff, I mean all the stuff that RFK promises he will not take away from us because, as he said, his boss loves McDonald's cheeseburgers and Twinkies. We have a junk food theme today.
Junk food theme? Yeah. RFK Jr. is lying over and over and over again. I mean, it's just, I've watched it a lot. It's just absolutely stunning. They'll cite his exact words, no, I didn't say that, or just the length he will go to not answer yes or no questions. It's
out of context. Chad. It's out of context.
Exactly.
If you listen to the full podcast, you'd understand.
God, it's just breathtaking. Having someone who wants to improve our food, look out for children, sign me up. I don't care. The president. In this case, is Donald Trump. Sign me up. Donald Trump is my president. Didn't vote for him, but he's my president. He's Dave's president. He's all of our presidents. So save that nonsense. But he doesn't tell the truth. It's just as simple as that. Again, some people are just searching for something here. Wow, Susie. You don't like that, but you put up with Adam and Chad's really disrespectful and disgusting jokes. Susie doesn't like being on the show. She loves being on the show. Susie and I get along tremendously. Adam and Susie, deep down, get along fantastic. Did they battle when they were in the news department? Yeah, because they both have significant personalities, can be moody at times, and bump heads. But truthfully, do they get along? Of course they do. Susie jokes as much as us. And if she didn't like it, she doesn't have to be a part of the show. Nothing is forcing Susie to be on the show. Brad Lane is not saying you have to be on the show. Susie wants to be on the show and loves the humor. And God, some people just don't get it. And there are times I don't get things either. But we get these occasionally, and it just cracks me up because how wrong you are. And maybe try to have a sense of humor a little bit. On eating naked, no, exclamation point. Dangerous to the bikini area, less than 10%. No, never. What if they're trying some hands-on learning, talking about the videos with the professor? What happened to radio? Disappointing. We're talking about a lawsuit involving a chancellor of a school, which is what? 3 hours from the Twin Cities? And our signal goes strong into La Crosse. Chad, I love Susie's 10,000 deep sighs during the segment. Yes. You guys aren't funny at all. Grow up. We're talking about the chancellor of a school. We're going to talk about a Fed rate hike that's not going to happen most likely today. We're going to talk about St. Paul. We talk about serious stuff all the time. But we also lighten it up. And I think this texter, you're being a prude. Text continues. I haven't cooked naked since a sizzling bacon incident. Ooh. That would hurt, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Cooking bacon. If we're doing that on the stove, you got to wear long sleeves for that.
Whoa. By the way, bacon in the oven, so much better, right?
I've only done it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's holding you back? I'm just old school. Just throw it in the frying pan. I can figure it out. It's okay. Doesn't taste any better in the oven.
It's cleaner. It's easier to deal with. A little parchment paper. Boom, you're done.
Well,
I see nothing wrong with it. Me and my wife do everything we can in the nude. Obviously, when it's appropriate, cooking, cleaning, laundry, everything possible. You do you. More text. This couple's personal time is devoted to what is considered sexually exploitative activities reflects on the University of Minnesota by association. They have nothing to do with the University of Minnesota. They're at La Crosse. I think they're teaching adults. They're trying to have fun. They're trying to make money. It doesn't bother me at all. Are we sure Susie isn't required to be on the show as part of a plea bargain? I like the bit. It's candy for the brain. Keep laughing. Yep. Keep it up. You're hilarious. What a bunch of prudes that are offended. And yes, I've cooked nude. Rena Sargentopoulos, next. Rena's here, as she is every Wednesday, right around this time. She is on, like all of our guests, the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay. Hello, Rena. Hope you're fabulous.
Hello.
Dave, explain your point on winter.
I'm tired of it. We were walking back from the bus stop this morning, dropping the 8-year-old off, and the little one looks up at me and big puppy dog eyes says, "Daddy, when do we get to go sledding again, Daddy?" And as we look at the grass and there's almost no snow left, it just hit me that, yeah, I'm tired of this too. As you said, Chad, make a decision. A nice January thaw during a regular winter is fine. If we've already had 2-3 feet of snow and you get a little bit left on the ground, but what good is 30s and 40s? You can't really do much outside anyway. if it's going to be Minnesota, if it's going to be winter, give us some snow to have some fun in, and then we'll get to spring. If we want it to be spring forever, fine, let's announce that, Minnesota, but figure it out.
What are your thoughts, Rena?
You know, I agree with part of that.
Of course you do.
You knew I couldn't agree with all of anything that Dave ever has to say. I have thoroughly enjoyed the last two winters, though. I have. The winter before nearly broke me, and I get sad just thinking about that winter. And if that winter should ever come back again, I will go far, far away.
The winter before, not last winter, but the winter Rena is alluding to, it did break me.
Yep.
That's why I'm not home right now. I'm not going to talk about it a lot, but I'm not home right now. You know, and Brad, trust me, and we've got a good setup, and plenty of it's tied to Quinton's health, too, but I can do it, and I was uncle. I was like, okay, if I can still do the show and get out for a little bit, sure. But obviously I got 50 some of these winters under my belt, and yes, I would like more snow. I agree with that. There are snow activities I do enjoy. But we had it, what are we now, about 3 weeks past when we had it, when it was just god-awful, where it was just below zero and it was just terrible. And with a traditional winter, you get more of those days. So if we get more days in the 30s than we used to, sign me up, Dave Hergen.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have 47 tomorrow and supposedly very little wind. That's our first day of that all winter. It's not like it's happened every other day. When it was in the low 40s the other day, it was blowing 25 miles per hour. Now, you guys all told
so
me it was
cold.
Yeah, exactly. It was that isn't exactly that balmy. You're not out there in shorts. So I think I've boxed you up, Harrigan. I think I've just toyed with the information you offered up and tossed you aside.
Well, that's completely false because you're a fraud. You just said you love snow. You want more snow, but every day should be 50 degrees.
I didn't say I loved it. I said, if we're going to have winter, I would like to have more snow in the 20s and 30s. I don't want what we had in the winter of, 23, when it was 8,000 feet of snow and it was cold every day.
No, that was an extreme. These last two winters have been an extreme, but I believe it's winter. I look at the calendar. It still looks to me like it's winter. So let's have it be winter if we're in Minnesota. None of this, let's get a little snow, but then we'll melt it away and everything will be gross anyway, so you can't do anything and you're just staying home inside anyway. So what's the point?
I don't know. I think if you have some snow and it gets to be this temperature, I agree with you. I do enjoy, if you're going to have winter, having some snow. But again, that winter, two winters ago, made me so sad. Again, I get sad just thinking about how much snow we had and there was nowhere to put it and how many times I had to snowblow or shovel and I just needed a break. I think Mother Nature was like, you know what? I was hard on you, and I'm just going to cut you some slack for a couple of years. But yeah, you know she's going to punch us in the face again at some point.
Okay, more text on this topic. In fact, a little bit of what Rena just said there will be reflected in this next text. Which winter? Okay, how about this? What is your ideal winter? What do you want? Harrigan, I think, is telling us, Rena, he wants 10 below every day.
Yep.
And he wants it to snow every day. That's what he wants. That's what I heard.
And that's a 10 below high, by the way, not your low.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
We prefer, by the way, pot meat kettle. I'm not exactly near Minnesota right now, but pot meat kettle. We would like a little more of this, but both of us agree, a little more snow. Is that fair?
Yes. Perfectly.
We're right. I mean, we know we're right. And we know Dave's wrong, but what do you want to say to the text? 651 461-9226 among the texts. I'm so anxious about not having snow. I know it's coming to just hit us with snow and be done with it. That didn't happen last year, though, Dave, right?
No, it didn't at all.
I like this winter because I've had to walk on ice. I haven't had to walk on icy sidewalks with people who don't take care of, and also the fact they don't shovel driveways. I like this way, although if we could have snow and it wouldn't go on sidewalks, I'd love the snow. There's a lot of people, Rena, who are relying on their neighbors to be in on it. And they're not always in on it. I mean, if you're living in the cities, you better have that partnership. And I still, what do we think? I got my two oldest boys both live in the city. One Minneapolis, one St. Paul. I think it's about 75% of the neighbors buy in. There's plenty of others who don't.
Buy into what?
Buy into the shoveling and making sure their driveway is fine.
Yes, and you have to help your neighbors as well. Because there are plenty of us that have neighbors that either can't or it's hard for them to get out and to do that. So if it's going to snow and you're going to get out there, you also have to be willing to help others.
Give a little breaking news. This has been happening the last 10, 15 minutes or so. The Trump White House has now rescinded the federal aid freeze. They lost in court yesterday, and now they're going to try this novel concept. Oh, remember that we have three branches of government and try it through Congress. Let's get to a few more texts here. So the guy who says employees should be required to go back to work downtown, not only works from home, but works out of the state. What a fraud. Now let's try facts. These are really a novel concept. I rarely ever do the show from home. I would say last year I did the show from home 2-3 days. And maybe five max. So wrong. And I am out here. Because the boss trusts me on this, doesn't doubt that the work I'm going to put into it, doesn't doubt that I'm going to have a setup here where it doesn't sound any different. And also, I've never, ever said every worker has to go back. I've said workers and businesses should put in a system pending the jobs. And this is what I've said every bleeping time. Pending the jobs where more people are coming back. Do they have to come back 100% of the time? No. No. But when Target says you should come back to work for a week every quarter, to me that's nothing. Some people take advantage of it. Some people don't. Some people take advantage of it who work here. Some don't. So I want more people to work at a business in businesses where there is more people in various cities. But for me, Rena, there are some jobs where it just doesn't matter. So in those jobs, I'm going to give more latitude. Other jobs, I'm going to say it's not a requirement because I don't want to lose quality workers, but incentivize it and create more of a system where downtowns still matter. Now, where do you think we're going to be in 5-10 years on people working at home versus traditionally where they worked in the office? I don't think it's ever getting back to where it once was. And
I don't know about that.
Do you think it's going to get back to where it was?
I honestly think, and you've been alive just a tiny bit longer than me, but you have witnessed the pendulum swinging so far one way, and then it goes back the other way, and it just keeps happening. This has nothing to do with politics. It just has to do with society, right? We were living with masks and washing down our bananas before we ate them, and now all of a sudden people are like, you know, licking each other. No one cares anymore. It goes so far one way, then it goes back the other, and I think that's just where this was. During COVID, we all went home, and like you, I think some people's jobs, it's okay. But for the most part, I think that there is something special and bonding about coming into a building and interacting with other people mm-hmm. that are humans yeah. in person. Now, we have some producers that, you know, they can do their jobs from home more easily than others, like myself or Julie. You know, they don't let us anchor from home like was happening during COVID. But if a producer needs to start their day at home because they got a sick kid and they got to wait for their mom to come out, who cares? Like, we have to, like you said, allow some grace. We have to allow some space for this because we realize we can do it, but it doesn't mean we should do it always.
Where is this place where random people are just licking each other? I may come back. Is that on the web?
Have you never been to Care 11? Have you?
Wow. Dave. Dave, you headed to Care 11 late?
When's the next retirement party? I might have to show up.
There you go.
In fact, the texter picked up on the same thing. Wait, where are people licking each other? I feel like I'm missing out.
Every holiday gathering, every kid in school, they're always licking each other. It's just, my gosh.
Should we have a place?
People don't wear masks anymore, even when they're sick. It's just like, how did we go from literally washing bananas to not caring, showing up to work sick, not wearing a mask? Like, how did we go that far?
But we also have people who are wearing a mask outside on a beautiful day when they're walking by themselves. And you're like, what are you doing? Let's get to a more relevant point, Dave. Do we need to have a licking center? Do we need to have a place where that is an option, Dave Harrigan? Yes or no?
It's a communal spot where anyone who wants to give or receive a good lick can just show up?
Yeah.
You have to make an appointment?
You take everything and make it dirty, both of y'all.
You said.
You're the one that brought up people are just licking each other out of nowhere. Neither one of us brought that up.
I was being, what's the word when you're over exaggerating?
Didn't sound like that to me.
Word exaggerating.
No. didn't sound like it at all. I didn't see it. How did your feature turn out on the music? Because I did see part of the special on Monday night with the music from SNL, and I loved it. Were you happy with how your feature turned out?
You know, SNL did a really great job. I watched that whole darn thing, and I don't sit still for that long for any reason. So I thought they did a really great job. I thought it was fun to talk to some of those guys and to compile that, you know, information. It's up to the viewers, you know, what they thought of it. But it was fun for me to put together, that's for sure.
Excellent. Always great to chat with you. To the neighborhood licking center, I guess. Stay healthy.
The licking booth.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Rena Sargentopoulos. Check her out on Care 11 later today. And she joins us every Wednesday here on CCO. Well, right now it's 12:56. It's time to invest in GAF Solar Affinity. Receive free installation labor. How does that happen? You work with Andy Lindis and Lindis Construction. And really a shout out to Andy Lindis and their loyalty and their partnership with this station for a long, long time. So thanks to Andy on that. I would greatly encourage you, and I would really appreciate it, if you would podcast our show. Everybody's got their schedules. Everybody has something going on. And there are times this show is super serious. Other times it's nonsense. And I get that sometimes you can like a topic, and other times it does absolutely nothing for you. So that's how you podcast. Just go anywhere you get your podcast, including the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple. Punch in Chad Hartman Show. Dave will give you individual segments. He'll give you half hours. He'll give you the entire show. So please just try it for a while. And also follow us on the Twitter machine, on X, on Elon's toy, his business. He can do whatever he wants with it. Dave_Harrigan and Chad Hartman Show. CBS, Susie, and then Hauser on the nonsense continuing in St. Paul.